This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Carol Mellis, CAROLMELLIS. Date of birth 09/14/1959. Date of appointment 06/26/2025. Requesting physician Jeffrey. Amidon, JeffreyAmidon. Dear Dr. Amidon, I have the pleasure of seeing Carol Mellis today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 66-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who is having bilateral feet drop. She cannot move the feet up or down. She's having these symptoms for the last 1 year. She fall a lot. Her two big toes are swelled up. It is not getting better. She walks with the braces on and some help. MRI of the brain done on 6/25/2024 is within normal limit. Her hands are okay. She has a backache also. She has a history of stroke with some left upper extremity weakness. She was in Ellis Hospital for that, ELLIS. Past medical history, protein, calorie, malnutrition, gait ataxia, frequent fall, MI, history of encephalopathy, history of encephalopathy, history of folic acid deficiency, history of TIA, vertigo, hypothyroidism, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, GERD, stroke, past surgical history, none, allergy to amoxicillin, bee venom, clavulanic acid, coconut, codeine, cortisone, medications, amlodipine, famotidine, gabapentin 300 milligram, hydralazine, levothyroxine, meloxicam, mometasone, Senna, Tylenol, social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. She has a two daughter, one has MS. She is married but separated. Family history, father disease with cancer of the prostate, mother disease with heart condition, no sibling. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having a frequent fall. She is having feet drop. physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit. There is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal. Hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 5/5 except plantar flexion and dorsiflexion on both sides are 0/5. Deep tender reflex is 2/4 except ankle reflex is 0/4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed decreased pinprick and vibratory sensation in both feet. Assessment and plan. 66-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, peripheral sensory neuropathy. Number 2, motor neuropathy. Number 3, history of stroke with left upper extremity weakness. Number 4, gait ataxia. Number 5, frequent fall. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to order MRI of the LS spine, EMG of the lower extremities, and blood test including B12 folate, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, iron, total iron binding capacity, vitamin D, CPK, and aldolase. I would like to see her back in my office when all these tests will be done. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.